Mastermind Agent is proud to present the Interview of the Month Club. Top agents, rising agents, team members, and guests from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the club interviews at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Louise Juracek with Coldwell Banker in Bakersfield, California. Last year, she closed 138 transactions with a total sales volume of $16 million. Her average sales price was $118,000, of which 34% were buyers and 66% were sellers. Last year, she had a four-member team, one sales partner, one office manager, one assistant, and one team leader. Louise Juracek is the team leader of the Louise Juracek team. She's been an agent for 33 years. She works the Kern County market. In this call, Louise talks about selling 35 homes her first year while working part-time in real estate, what she did to get the top agent in her office to mentor her, how she personally closes over 100 transactions per year, starting every day by asking, "Where's the deal coming from today?" Setting the ambitious goal to schedule 100 appointments in 4 months. The script for engaging your family, friends, and past clients in your goals. Why you should go elephant hunting one day per week. How to become the multiple listing salesperson for a new home builder and list their excess inventory in the MLS. Why you should track unsold inventory. How to make lunchtime payoff and referrals. Her minimum commission income goal per transaction. The script that captures the open house visitor's attention within 10 seconds. Why she keeps her past client and sphere of influence list small. How she generates over 60% of her business by repeat and referrals. Her referral script including a role play that results in 2 leads. How her love of people results in clients for life. Team dynamics, compensation, profit margins, and more. Welcome to the call, Louise.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, Louise. It's great to have you here. Louise, before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you did before you got into real estate.
What did I do before I became a real estate agent? I was an intensive care nurse. I had a different career path. I was going to be a doctor. I got married kind of young. And when I went back to school to work on a 4-year degree, I switched from nursing to marketing and management, fell in love with marketing, and from there went and applied for jobs in pharmacy sales, thinking that would be a really good thing, but I was always really, really interested in real estate. I'm a farmer's daughter, and I was very, very interested in owning real estate. So part of my thing when I came into real estate, I just graduated from college with a marketing management degree, was that I was going to continue to work full-time as a nurse, and I was going to work in real estate part-time. Well, I started in real estate, and my first day on the job without any training, I talked somebody into the office, and they came in and bought a house. I had no idea what I was doing. My first year in real estate, I sold, I want to say it was like 30, 35 homes. It was $1 million in sales in a market where the average sales price ran about $50,000, $60,000. So that's how I got started in real estate. And in about 2 years, I was talked into joining another office from where I had been. And that was a very progressive office. They were the first office in town. I mean, this was a long time ago. They were the first office in town to bring computers into the office. So they were very progressive. They were very advanced. They were always cutting edge. And within 2 years of working there, the broker owner said, "You've got to make a choice. You can't continue to do nursing and continue to do real estate. You've got to make a choice. You're really good at this, and I think you should make this your choice." So that's how I ended up in full-time real estate sales.
You sold 35 homes your first year, and you were part-time?
Well, I was a nurse, and nurses have, I work 12-hour shifts, so I could work three 12-hour shifts and be full-time in nursing, and then spend another 30, 40 hours in the office, and I did, because quite honestly, I was getting divorced, and where better to be when you're getting divorced than in the office, and I was determined that I was going to succeed at this, because I wanted to own a lot of real estate. Plus, I was getting divorced, and I was starving. I had to work.
Do you recall what you were doing that first year to get so much business so quickly?
I went and took a lot of classes because, as you know, when you take the real estate exam, you don't really know anything about selling real estate, and all I knew was nursing. And quite honestly, I thought I was one of these nice, touchy-feely people because I've been a nurse for 10, 12 years. And in college, when I took a strengths deployment inventory personality test, I discovered that really and truly I was a very aggressive, assertive person. And so what was I doing? I knew nobody in town because in nursing I wasn't able to take other than talk to people there. But where my transactions really came from is I had there was another agent in the office that was one of the top mega producers in the office, and I watched everything that she did. She placed little ads in the paper. I placed little ads in the paper and talked to people when I answered those calls. I realized very early on that I didn't want to do floor time, that floor time was just years ago, the salespeople answering the broker's phone. So I placed all these little ads in the paper. Well, that got me buyers and ultimately got me sellers. But I also started working expired listings and would get the listings, do broker open houses, that kind of thing. And that's how I built my business.
You mentioned something interesting. You mentioned that you discovered your personality wasn't exactly what you initially thought it was. Are you familiar with the DISC personality profile?
Somewhat, but not really, really well.
Okay, so you don't know where you score out on DISC?
I don't know about DISC, but my current coach had my entire team take personality tests, and I continually come out as being very extroverted, very assertive, very aggressive in whatever personality test I take. And I am. That's who I am. I have to kind of like watch, you know, I have to dial myself back lots of times, especially with my staff. I have to be the warmer, nicer, and more cuddly. When I'm working, I have one thing on my mind. My whole thing is, where's the deal coming from today? Every day you start at zero, and where is that deal coming from? I was just explaining that to one of my buyer's agents who is kind of like sells a house and then he disappears. He's here, but he disappears. He thinks he's working, but he's not. And I was trying to explain to him, see, we're looking at our sales board. That's a blank sales board. Don't look at what's written up there. There is nothing there. Today is zero. Where's the deal coming from? So that's kind of where my brain's at every morning. That's kind of a Mike Ferry thing, you know, start the day at zero.
Well, if I were to guess, I would guess you're a D or a DI on the DISC personality profile, very direct, very bottom line oriented and results oriented. And you just proved it again right there. So I think that's exactly where you are. That's fantastic.
Okay, now I'm going to live below you. I'm actually an introvert.
What's that? I'll say that again. You're now an introvert?
Actually, my personality is I'm actually a very introverted person.
Okay, but a minute ago, I thought you said you were extroverted. I'm confused.
I test extroverted, but my true personality style is very introverted. I was always extremely shy. And somehow, when I started selling real estate, taking all the classes I took, and I did Howard Brinton, Star Power, for several years. Somehow, and then I had some wonderful mentors that took me under their wing, I blossomed.
Wow.
I changed. And I still really much like to be alone sometimes. I have to have that time to recharge, which is what an introvert's really about. My big escape is if I'm having a day that's maybe not so happy, is to find a two-hour window and go see a movie and get away from the phones, get away from everybody, and just be alone, and then I can recharge.
That's neat that you found that and a way to, as you said, recharge your engines. Well, let's do this. Let's talk about what's been going on here recently. First of all, how long have you been in real estate now?
Since September 3rd, 1983, 33 years.
How many homes did you sell last year?
Last year I sold 138, and in 2014 I sold 147.
Do you recall the sales volume last year?
Sales volume last year was 16 million three.
When we were preparing for this call, you had mentioned that you have recently committed to setting and going on 100 appointments between August 20th and December 31st. You had some very clear dates, and that's basically just slightly over 4 months, just a little over 100 days.
That's like six appointments a week.
That's a very aggressive goal. And how did you come up with that goal?
I coached with Tom Ferry. I was actually at a Tom Ferry summit, and the last day was the 20th of August, and he said, when the market's a little unstable, which it is right now, in my market it is, you overcome that with massive action. And he suggested, he talked about how he did massive action, he suggested that we each make a goal to set 100 appointments between now and the end of the year. And you know, I'm kind of obsessive compulsive, and that just works for me. That works better than saying I need 4 listing appointments a week or 6 listing appointments a week. It's like, oh my gosh, I need 100 appointments by December 31st. Okay, I set one on the way home from the summit, and that was an expired listing, and I've so far set 10. I've had a couple days out of the office, but I've got 90 more to go, and everybody I talk to, it's the coolest way to ask for the business. I've had 4 lenders give me transactions of listings because I would say to them, I've set this goal to do this 100 deals between now and the end of the year. I've already set 10. I need 90 more. Who do you know? Who do you have in your pre-qual drawer that needs to sell a house? One lender gave me 3 listing referrals, of which I've listed one, and I'm going to list another one on Saturday.
So you're going out and asking everyone you know if they can help you with this goal.
Exactly. I have this big goal. This is what I want to do. What can you do to help me do this? And you know, lenders, we always forget about our lenders, but our lenders should be feeding us business. Our marketing people, the title company should be feeding us business. Everybody knows somebody. And if we're constantly telling them what we need to do, and you know, I kind of forget that from time to time. And this 100 appointment goal has really kind of got me on fire to do more business. I'm telling all my clients. I do a lot of client lunches. I tend to become friends with my clients, which sounds crazy, I'm sure, but I love my clients, and I'll take clients to lunch and talk to them. And of course, I don't even have to bring up real estate. They bring up real estate to me, and then pretty soon they're saying, well, I refer all my people to you. And I said, well, who do you know now that needs to buy or sell a house? And it's a great way to get business. Plus, I get to eat.
Right. And you get to write it off.
And I get to write it off, a little bit of it.
Very good. Very good. Well, let's step back and let everybody know where you're at. So where is Bakersfield, California?
We're in the San Joaquin Valley, which is just about an hour north of Los Angeles, California, about 2 hours north of Fresno, smack dab in the middle of what they call the breadbasket of California. The big industry here is agriculture and oil. And when ag and oil are good, while we do great, oil's very slow right now, and so we've had a lot of people laid off. So our market's starting to be, the upper end market's starting to be a little bit slow.
Do you know what the population is in your area?
Greater Bakersfield runs close to 1 million people. That's all the county pockets.
And that's the market that you work? Do you work that entire 1 million population market?
I pretty much work the entire market, although I focus pretty much on the west side of Bakersfield, where most of the newer properties are. However, I work with clients all over. I have sold as little as this year. I sold a $9,000 mobile home to a client who's been in my life for forever. She's one of my families that I work with, and she was trying to do that, buy a mobile home on her own, and she couldn't negotiate properly for herself, so I went in and took care of that for her. I think it cost me more to do the deal than the commission, which was probably like $300, but it made my client happy. And once again, you know, you have to honor that with your clients. I feel that they bring me business, they refer business to me, and like I have entire families that do business with me. I'm not going to poo-poo the $9,000 mobile home that she needs to purchase.
This audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.